Kumlein ablaib gemara rup da bovam abeizim sechta nida. Lishna acharina, about 10 lines on the bottom of the page. So we had one lashon is that the whole din of me'eis l'eis, when we say we go back 24 hours, if she found that she was she's menstruating, we go back 24 hours, all the tara she touched, the first opinion was it's only limited to kachim, that we are so stringent, not when it comes to truma. This lishna acharina holds, amar abuna me'eis l'eis shebenida, this 24 hours, we go back by nida, is metame, bein l'kaidu shebein l'truma. It makes no difference if it's kachim, truma, we go back 24 hours and metame. Mimai, and how do I know that? That which we originally asked a question is a support over here, which is in Chamaset Chagig, in the third Pedic, when it talks about the chumris that you find by kachim, that you don't find by truma, it doesn't mention this particular one about meis leis. It makes no difference. Kachim, truma, it's all the same din. But it says in the Braisa, l'kodesh, Avaloyla Truma, it says clearly that it only applies to Kochim and not to Truma, that by Truma we're not going to be so stringent to go back 24 hours. Kibla Meneid Avshmobar Yitzchok accepted, and he said the following. That's not talking about Truma outright or Kochim outright. That's talking about Chulin Shinasu Al Talas HaKodesh. That's talking about Chulin. And there are some people who eat Chulin on the standard of Kodesh, and there are some people who eat Chulin on the standard of Truma. So when we are going to be strict with Chulin, that is, that you want to maintain a standard, only chulin that you do a taras hakodesh will say 24 hours back is no good, and truma is good. But if it's real truma, then even by real truma, 24 hours back, anything the woman touched, we will mimetame. Chulin should not so out taras truma. Tanhasa, we learned over there. Noila safik tuma. If a woman had a suffix whether she became tame or not, ad shalag gilgal, and she's rolling over there the dough to make good bread. And then if you once you bake it, you chayim chalal. So kol zman she didn't roll it, tasa, but and then she started a suffix, tasa, but tuma, no problem. She can continue even though she's tame because it's only chulin, and chulin you're allowed to be matame. Misha gilgal, but once she rolled it, so now you have a chiv of chalal, you're not allowed to be matame chalal. Is tasa betara. Now, even though it makes no difference, why can't she make it betameya? A kohen couldn't eat it anyway because it's a suffix tuma. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to add more tuma. Achla gilgul, and the Mishnah explains. Achla gilgul tasa tuma. If she didn't start rolling yet, so it's only chulin, she can do it in tamei. Chulin is chulin. Umutar ligrim tuma lechulin shebet yisrael. You're allowed to add tuma in chulin at yisrael. Once she rolled the dough and then she became a suffix, she told me, nah, tasa betada. She should do betada because chulin hatfulin lechala kechala dummy. Because chulin, that is, once it's prepared for chala, it has a din like chala, the whole thing is chala, and therefore you're not allowed to be metamit. And vosalim tumil lechala. Tana, we learned the chalosat tuluya. Now, if she continues, let's say she continues making the chala in this state, that means she's a suffix tummy. What happens? What do you do with the challah itself? The challah itself, you have to give to a kohen, but you cannot eat the challah because maybe she was tummy at the time. You cannot burn it because maybe she wasn't. So what do you do? Tuluya, it's a suspense. Le oichlin v'le sarfin. Be'ezah suffix amru. Challah, you have to give to a kohen. Yeah, exactly. It's like exactly like tumah, yeah. Now, be'ezah suffix amru. What kind of suffix are we talking about? She has to. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to separate challah.
Yeah, I understand. But if somebody forgot, his challah is like a
tamtum. That's right. You have to give challah. Exactly. Beis a suffix amru. What kind of suffix are we talking about over here that we're saying that the challah is a suspense? She's a suffix tamei. A suffix challah. If you're talking about a suffix of challah, what do you mean a suffix challah? We're talking about a suffix tumah that's limited by challah, but is not found in chulin. Notice by chulin, that this kind of a suffix wouldn't warrant any attention. Only because it's on a stricter level, it's challah, this kind of suffix, even though it's a weaker suffix, we are concerned with, as Gemara will explain. And the chiddush is that even though by chulin, we're not worried about this kind of suffix, by challah we are. Abai v'ram tefai de bosei, shalai taima, don't think we're talking about b'hai chachash, don't think we're talking about a tumba, which is 50-50, for example, which is clearly evident, k'mai shnei shvilin, two roads, one had a corpse, one didn't, and you walk down one of the roads. Clearly, it's a strong suffix, you know, it's 50-50. Which road did you walk down? The hosam, chulin gredi nami b'tami, there, even by chulin, you know, it's a question whether it's tummy not. Ela benishin, we're talking about a much weaker suffix, about leaning on another person. What do you mean leaning on another person? Which is a very weak suffix. What's the case of leaning on? That now we learn in the Mishnah. Zov v'toy. There were two people walking alongside each other. One guy was a Zov, who was Tameh. One guy was Toy. Shayaparkim and a Chamar. Together they were dismantling this donkey. Aitoinin, or they were loading up this donkey. Bizman shemasan covered. If it's very heavy, the package they're putting on, Tameh. It could be that the Zov leaned on the package, which leaned on the Torah. So the Torah, therefore, was the other way around. The Torah was leaning on the package, which was leaning on the Zov, and therefore the Torah becomes Tame. Because this is called Hisit. You know, you moved it. So it's a much weaker suffix. Maybe happened, but it didn't happen. Mason Kal, but if it's a light package, then Torah. The Kulun Toy in the Bay Knesset, but when such a thing happens by Kulun, it's not a concern at all. And this is Tomei for Truma, and so too with Tomei for the Chulin Hatfulin Lechala Kechaladomi. So you're saying, what are you telling me? You're telling me that Chulin. What's the question? So what was your answer? That Chulin itself, we're not worried, but Chulin, since she already made it like Chala, we are treating it like Chala already, right? Chulin Hatfulin Lechala. No, you already rolled the dough, and now you already have a Chiyuv Chala. The whole thing is treated like Chala, and this kind of a suffix is a concern. Says the Gemara. So therefore, that's what we're saying. That what? That if you lean, it's a weak suffix. Nevertheless, it ruins it. It ruins it. And that's what we're saying. But Tanya, we learned Isha she tvulas yom, a woman that she already went to the mikveh. Now you got to wait for sunset, which is Tamid Rabbanan. Losha se'isa. Let's say she needed a dough. V'koytze hemen echalosa, and she broke off a piece of the challah. Umenichta bekafisha. In other words, as long as she did not call it challah, it doesn't yet have the name challah. Kozma didn't call the name. We had more pesachim in the third pedig there. If you don't call it by the name of challah, it doesn't have the name of challah yet. It's still considered chulin. And now a tvul yoim is only a sheni, and we know that when it comes to chulin, a sheni cannot add. If a sheni of tuma touches a tvul yoim, touches chulin, nothing happens because the end of the line by chulin is a sheni. If a tvul yoim touches truma, the truma becomes pasul because a truma can go up to a shlishi. So therefore, we tell this woman who is a tvul yoim, when you needed the challah, fine, but don't call it challah yet, because even though kolzman it's in the state of chulin, it doesn't become tameh. But the moment you're going to call it challah, you're a tvul yoim. Yeah, not susceptible. She's a tvul yoim, so she will make it into tameh. So don't call it chulin yet. What you do is not a nidah tvul yoim. She went to the mikveh already. She just has to wait for the sun to set. So she's only tameh midrabbanan. And her level of tuma is a very low level. It's called a second generation. Second generation cannot be metame any other ordinary food, chulin. But if it's truma, or challahs like truma, then she does metame it. So we tell her, you're preparing your food for tonight, no problem, for supper. But don't give, and you set aside what you give challah, but don't call it challah. As long as you don't call it challah, it's still chulin. And chulin, it does not become tame, because you're a sheni. That's what we tell her. So we tell her, Menitzu b'kfisha b'antach, and Chusa put it away in a keli over there. And then afterwards, no, put it in a keli which is flat, so it does not, the keli itself won't become tameh. A keli, in order to become tameh, a utensil has to have a bowl. Put it on a flat surface, so it won't become tameh, it won't be makabel tumah. And then, now, we want you to call a challah. You have a mitzvah calling a challah, but don't touch it. Touch the keli next to it. And it's called makifin. You put it next to each other, so therefore I can call that challah even though I'm not touching it. So therefore the tful yoim is distant from the challah, and that's how you do it. And she's not metamid. The koyde l'shem, and you call it now challah. And therefore that's how you, there's no problem. Sorry, umakefis, and you bring it closer to, so you bring this keli next to the one where the dough is, and you call it now, whatever it is, they call it now a challah. The koyde l'shem, they should shlishi. Because it's a shlishi, even shlishi toy b'chul. She touches the regular. Well, she touched it when it was bread. But so what? She's a sheni. Shlishi is not shlishi b'chul. Now, if you can tell me, you're telling me till now that you don't have to wait for the name calling. You told me that as soon as you said in the previous mission, as soon as you started setting aside the challah, it already has a status of challah. Before you should call it a name. So what does it help? If you're going to tell me that as soon as you start preparing, it's already called challah. Her tamisinu, she was remit tamid. What's helped me that she doesn't call it a name? In the previous mission, we had in the bottom that if she found there's a suffix tummy and she already rolled in and put it aside, continue because it's already tummy. She should stop. But even though the challah was already tummy. Omar Abaye says, "Kol shevaday metame chulin gozer al sfeikah. Anything less muscle, azov lifting in chulin becomes tame. So if it's a suffix leaning on each other, we're going to be machmer. Meshum chulin hatful lechale. But that if you already set it aside, even though you call a name, we're going to be strict and say it's chale, and it becomes tame." In the case of a tful yom, we just said there's no din of tful yom when it comes to chulin. Even the metame about the chulin, a tful yom cannot be metame chulin. The gozru Allah meshul chulin tful lechala. Therefore, we were not gozer the case of chulin, which is prepared for chala. Because the whole thing is chumra anyway, we're not going to be so much. Freddy Gemara, what are you talking about? From Eishleis, the whole concept of 24 hours by Nida, we go back 24 hours. We just said the vaday metame chulin. I want that if she's a real Nida, it will be metame mechulin. And yet legozer al sveika b'shem tefulin at tefulin chala. And yet we just said before that chulin shenase al taras hakodesh. We, you know, going back 24 hours, we come to me. But chulin shenasa al taras truma, which is like just setting aside the challah, you didn't call the challah yet. There's no problem with 24 hours. Why not? That when do we say you go back 24 hours? Chulin was made in the way of kodesh. And we're learning right now that chulin shenasa al taras truma is the same thing as challah. You're taking ordinary chulin and you're going to set aside challah. The challah sort of mixed in with the rest of the chulin. So the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hasam le psicha b'truma. You got it all wrong. Chulin shenasa taras truma means there's no truma there. It's regular chulin, but I want to be very frum, and therefore I'm going to raise it to the standard of truma. But it itself is definitely not truma. In the case of dough with the challah that's already mixed into it, there is real truma in there because the challah is called truma, and therefore over there we're going to be machmir. Hacha psicha b'truma or ibay say mahanach meis leiz rabbanon. Forget the case of a nida, because in the case of a nida going back 24 hours. We limit for the whole thing is only a knas to Rabbanon. It's not even tumah. It's only knas because you should have checked yourself in the morning. Different story. Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer disagrees with our previous Mishnah. Our previous Mishnah says that the Chachamim say all women, you know, you go back 24 hours. However, Rabbi Lezer says no. Arbanoshim. There are four women that die in Shait, and there are four women that we don't go back 24 hours. Who are they? Psula, a young girl who never saw before. So if she sees, we'll say that's the first time she saw. Mubed is a pregnant woman who never saw before. Manika, nursing mother who didn't see during her nursing. And there's Kena, an older woman that she already passed that stage. Omar Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ani lo shemaydeh psula." I only heard from my Rebbe, only the only case that there's an exception is a young girl. Yeah. Interesting Gemara there. Aval halacha ki Rabbi Lezer. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, that all four women is dayan shaitis. I'm sure didn't hear. Nothing more. The Mishnah explains. Eizo hi psula. What's considered psula? Kol shalei rasa dami yemeh. Psula is someone who never ever saw. This girl never saw before. Afa pishin esua. Even though that she's married right now, it doesn't matter that she's married. And not only that, she's married and she saw dam chimud. You know, the first night or two after the chuppah, that blood is not the same thing. It doesn't come from the same source as dam nidah. Mu'ubedis. A mu'ubedis. What's a
mu'ubedis?
Dam psulim is different. She did not have psulim yet. She did not have psulim yet. Or dam psulim, or dam chim, all that. That dam is not the same dam as dam of nida. So therefore, Kozman. That's right. Kozman, he didn't have yet, she wasn't a nida in her life. We'll say daya shaita. What's kasidim mu'ubedis? Mishayodeya ubra. What's Mubedis is not as soon as she becomes pregnant. Mubedis is only when it's recognizable. 3 months. Manika, what's a manika? Adje tignal manot. The 2 years, Kol Zman, she's nursing a child during those 2 years. Nosna benor, but what about if she does not personally nurse her son? Gave it over manika to somebody, a professional nursing mother. Oi, may, so let's say the child died. is a mes of nu. You're not physically, practically nursing, so therefore metame mes less. You go back to a normal routine, and she's metame 2 hours. The chamza, even then, dayishaita. Her physiological system changed completely, and even though she's not physically nursing, she does not necessarily see for 2 years. And whenever she sees. You won't go back 24 hours. Eizah who is kena, what's considered Eizah is kena, kosher over le sholosh einus. If 3 months go by and she didn't see, that's it. It's over.
Some 3 months or three of her regular vesta?
That's what I mean, 3 months. I mean, three cycles. Some book lizik nasa, talking about an older woman. A younger woman, you know, it happens. Rabbi Eliezer, let's say, call Isha anyone. Sha'avru le sholosh einus, daya shaita. Any woman that three, not only as a Canaan, any woman that 3 cycles go by and didn't see, then we'll say that the next time she sees, we don't go back 24 hours. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Mubedes, Umanika, Sha'avru Aleyan, Sholosh Oinas, Dayan Shaitu. Says, Amubedes, and you said, Mishia Dea Ubra. As soon as you realize that you're moving. Here he says you need to wait 3 cycles before you can determine for sure Dayan Shait. Sorry?
Could be.
Yeah, but or Kushimi, she knows, yeah. It's not Hukar Ubra, it's Yudea Ubra. Hukar Ubra is 3 months. Yudea Ubra is when she knows that she's pregnant. She might be 6 weeks into the treatment. When the doctor tells her.
Usually one of the ways she knows is if she misses her owner.
Yeah, but if she misses only one owner, maybe she's not. It's a two then. Ubameh, Omru Dayashayt. When do we say Dayashaiton? Beria Rishayna. When do we say Dayashaiton? Only in the first Ria means that if let's say after 3 times not seeing, it comes back. As soon as you see once, we say the first time, okay, we don't go back 24 hours. But the next time she sees, we will, because she's back to routine. Abu Bishniyim etames less. But what happens in Rosh Hashanah? The first time she saw was not inadvertent, then Abu Bishniyim Dayashaiton. And even the second one is Dayashaiton as well. But was it the first time she saw, when she was jumping, suddenly she triggered on, brought on a period, then the next time you still say Dayashait and don't go back 24 hours. Says the Gemara, time we learn, I'm sure, you didn't hear, but Anishamaiti, I did it. What is that? Atuloy Shemaiti Lachas, you heard from your Rebbe one, Anishamaiti Harbe. He said to him, you don't tell somebody he didn't see something, testify he didn't see it. Only somebody who did see it, they say, come and testify. I heard. Not only that, but if you remember the Gemara Megillah, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanah said he never said anything, didn't hear from his Rebbe. So he heard. Call Yom of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Interesting. The entire lifetime of Rabbi Elazar, everyone followed Rabbi Yeshua. That means that only one woman we say Dayashait. Why? We'll see in a minute. Abel Acha Petirotze Shel Rabbi Elazar. As soon as Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanah passed away, Hechzir Rabbi Yeshua Sadova LeYoshek Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. He brought it back to Halakha Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar b'chay in my time alive. Why didn't he? If he knew the ultimate Halakha like Rabbi Elazar, why? While Rabbi Elazar alive, Shas Ma'aseh didn't follow him. Should Rabbi Elazar Shamutihu? Rabbi Elazar Shamuti. And we'll see in a minute what that means. The sovereign, he thought, the problem is if he's a Shamuti, if we're going to follow him one, people think, oh, it's a Chatam B'chach, we can listen to him. And they'll follow other things which Halach is not like him. Kavasi B'achin Yosem. And because the Kav Rabbi Elazar, if people will follow Rabbi Elazar, other Psakim, nobody will have the chutzpah to tell him, hey, you're wrong, don't follow Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar thought it was the God Lador. But the La'achar Peter Rosh Rabbi Elazar, once he passed away, if somebody followed Rabbi Elazar, once he passed away, we can say, hey, don't follow anymore. Now, what is Shamuti? Rashi Shamuti means he was put into Chedim after the whole story there where he Tanosh Lakanoi that he fought with them. Toys says Shamuti is he was a student of Shammai. Which is a student of Shammai, which is hard to understand because he learned his Rebbe Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai, whose Rebbe was Hillel. So, what do you mean Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanah is a Talmud of Beis Shammai? How does that work? Where? When? Never understood.
Maybe in this regard, because Shammai is one.
No, but he's saying 4 women. He's arguing with Shammai. Forget, he's arguing with Shammai. Shammai said, call Anosh. Call. And he comes along and says, no, only 4 women. So he's definitely not agreeing with Shammai. He's not messing. So he, not about the Rebbe, he never argued with his Rebbe. And here he's arguing with Shammai, he's stringing the kashrut. Is that he's not following Shammai? On the other hand, he's not following Hill either. Hill says that.
Gemara Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
Kuf Lamed Goran Shabbos Rashi says the same thing.
I know. It's problematic.
Because his Rebbe. Here Rashi only brings Shamut.
We know for Pirkei Avos. Yeah, Pirkei Avos, Rebbe, Rebbe, Rebbe. We know from the Gemara in the.
Maybe it was the Beis Shammai. It wasn't Shammai. And Bechav, Shammai, he's saying that he's no longer followed. That's what he
means. Yeah, I'm saying, but how can you say. How can it be my Rebbe was a Beis Shammai?
He came to be the Vakir Cholahim. He asked, what are you doing? I'm in Cherim. You can't talk to me.
But how did he come to the Shammai? Anyway, I don't know. Rashbam Chamutihu Haino Dahavi Mit Talmid Shammai.
Could that not be Bei Shammai?
No, he's a Talmud of Shammai. I'm not worried about the generations, even Bei Shammai. I'm worried about the school of thought. It's a school. He followed Birchel Mazakai, who was Rabbi Zman Hurkunis, was a Talmud of Birchel Mazakai, who was a Talmud of Hillel. The Gemara Sukkot of Chachet says that Birchel Mazakai was the lowest Talmud of Hillel. And he became the leader. And Rabbi Zman Hurkunis was his prize student. According to one, you know, he's the student. I don't know. Does he bring anybody there? I don't know. I never understood how that works. Anyway. Also, see, once the Rav passed, the big Rav passed away, and you can't continue 10 years later saying, oh, but the Rav passed, and so, fa-faun. Now we can change all the rules. This is right here. After he passed away, we can be Meicha. Anyway, I did. Oh, we'll see the more in a minute. Why? We'll see the more in a minute. Why?
The Tosfos was here. He feels like Lepoyle is not a Talmud.
Sorry?
I feel Tosfos Lepoyle.
Bring a different. Is it different? No, it's a question mark. It's a question mark. Lav Shemutiu? No, it's a question. So, anyway, right. Omri Bim Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Lezer. Shmuel, because along it says, Halacha Rabbi Lezer. But Arba in four cases. And we'll soon see why do you have to say Lach Rabbeleza? And the Mishnah clearly says Lach Rabbeleza. So it's a fascinating Gemara Rashi in the bottom page. So you mean, it's today for tomorrow. Chadad Amrin, one is what we just said. Vidach, the other one is that Lach Rabbeleza. Another one is Hamaksha. If a woman, we know, we're going to learn later a thing called the Yeledes Bezoiv. If a woman gave birth and she's bleeding, what happens? Do you have to, you know, follow the laws of Ziba, of Zayin, Akim, and all that? So Hamaksha, if she had difficulties and she was while labor, she also was bleeding. How do you know if she's a Zava or she's just, you know, Dam later, Meish later, 24 hours after, continues to bleed and feels the pain, then we say that she's a Zava. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Allah Gidvarav, Allah like him. Bidach, another case, Allah like him. There are four cases, Allah like him. Hazov, the Hazov, they have to have 7 clean days. What happens? Shabbat go Atzman Yom Rishon, they only check the first day, Umatzotar, and then Yom Shvi Umatzotar, they check the 7 day, they forgot to check the 5 days in between. We say that Rabbi Shuva Omer Ein Lehem Elo Yom Rishon. Rabbi Shuva says they don't have the first day and they only have the 7th day, and they only have 2 days. They still need 5 more clean days. Bilvad. And Rabbi Kiva says Ein Lehem Yom Bilvad. We didn't check in between. How do you know? Maybe she saw, and if she did see, he cancels the 1st day. So all you have is the 7th day. The Tanya learns Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi Omer needing the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua. Between the two, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua definitely will follow Rabbi Elazar. But for David, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kula, and we like Rabbi Kiva better than everybody else. Why don't we like Rabbi Shua? Because it's Manashech. If you're telling me that the days in between don't count because you saw, then how can day number one count? So they dismiss him. Rabbi Lezer says that we assume that Yechezkel Taras or all 7 days count. But Rabbi Kiva, they like the best, because Rabbi Kiva is saying that since we don't know, we cancel the 6 days. The only day that we know is the day that's the 7th day. But the halacha nevertheless like Rabbi Lezer. The fourth case is, now we learned, Achoyde Kelim, you know, by Klei Chedetz, can only become Tameh inside, not outside. But when it comes to Mashkin, where the Rabbonin made a Chumra, that if Mashkin comes in contact with the surface of the Chedetz, it becomes Tameh, because the Gzeda of Mashkin, the Zov is Zov. If it's a Zov or a Zova, and their Mashkin is Tameh like the Zov itself, or the need itself, so therefore we're Machmir by Mashkin, but not when it comes to food. Achoyde Kelim need with Mashkin, the back of Kelim make it to a Mashkin, Rabbi Lezer, I mean, Mitamin is a Mashkin, the back of Kelim only Mitama drinks, the ain't poison. Metame drinks means that it becomes a rishon, and this drink now can metame else. But when it comes to food, not only doesn't it make it a rishon, it doesn't even make it a shiny. Nothing. Metame is a mashkin, rafilu l'chulim chulim. The ain't poison, if it only came in contact with the outside surface of the klechet, nothing happens by food. No. We should also not as strict as mashkin, that something. Metame is a mashkin, a poison is a oichin. Mader Tful Yom. A Tful Yom, which is a Sheni. Shein Metami Mashke. It's not Metami Mashke Chulin, right? Chulin doesn't go beyond Sheni. Yet Pois Halach Truma makes a Shlishi with food. Is a Choyde Kalim She Metami Mashke Chulin. The back of the Kalim, which is Metami Mashke, which is Chulin. Ain't no idea. It's a Pois Halach Truma. It's at least parcel food of Truma. But Rabbi Lezer says no. Achoyde kelim the rabbanon. This whole thing is a chumah rabbanon. The tful yoyim the raisa. Actually, the machlek is a tful yoyim the raisa rabbanon. He holds that tful yoyim is matedah, and the rabbanon and mid raisa lo yavdin a kavuchemir. You can't make kavuchemir. What happens by tful yoyim to a rabbanon? The mid raisa mehatoyde ain oichel metame kelim. Mehatoyde food does not have the ability to metame kelim. The ain mashke metame kelim. Ain't another drink has the ability to metame kelim. But Rabbanon, who the gods exaded from Mashkin, Rabbanon only goes when it came to Mashkin. The Zov, is Mashkin, the Lulun, the Kabbal Tumah, Mashkin, which is very common to make Kabbal Tumah, because they don't need something to be Mashkin. When it comes to food, in order to make Kabbal Tumah, it has to be prepared, it has to get wet. When it comes to Mashkin, it doesn't have to get wet. It's so easy to make Kabbal Tumah. Gozu, but Rabbanon, Oichlin food, the Ain, Alun, the Kabbal Tumah, the Gozu, Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, "Maishna achoyde kelim denokat." Why are we talking about dafka in the case which is behind the kelim? Let's talk about even the inside of the kelim. Let's talk about the inside of the kelim, and the mashkin goes inside, and it's tamid rabban. The nokat should the kili, because the outside of the kelim is very lenient. Because inside the keli will be machmen, will include food as well. It's only the outside. The time we learned. Keli shenitma ba'achoydav. If the teli keli became, you know, tummy outside, b'mashkin achoydav tummy. If mashkin touches the keli on the outside, what does mashkin achieve? That the outside of the keli is tummy, but toicha the inside of the keli. Oznoi, and the ognoi, the handle, the rim, and the oznoi, the ears, and the handle, and the rim, or yodav, the long handle, toicha toicha. If the mask fell inside the kelim, the time of the kelim, and toichet kulei tamei. So that's how we talk about the outside, much more lenient. Thinking about a simple question: my kamash mashmul bekulu du tanan hilchasa. Why does the world shmuel have to say that halacha like him? It says in the Mishnah halacha like him. He wants to tell you the din, this last din about the back of kelim, which is not mentioned that halacha Rabbi Lezer. So let him just say, "Vleim halacha Lezer halachei kelim." Allah Kamasha wants to teach you she ain't lemadim halacha mipi hatamud. If our Mishnah says halacha like something, never listen to it. Only with the Gemara. Why not? Look in this Rashi. Very interesting Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. We'll finish here. Hakamashma says Rashi. Midi itzich lemadim halacha. Why does Shmuel have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer when the Mishnah says so clearly? Shmami no de ain't lemadim halacha mipi talmud. Mitoicha Mishnah. You can never paskin halacha for what it says in the Mishnah or Braise. You know why? Even though she's new, you've been halacha complaining. The Mishnah says clearly the halacha like this. Don't follow the Mishnah. Ain't lemadim hen. Amaroyim uacharoinim. The later Amaroyim diktiku betame atanoim. They were medactic in understanding why the Tanaim said what they said. They made halacha aburi, and they therefore they said the halacha is clear. Avol Rishayim, the Tanaim lo diktiku ish bedivre chaveri. The Tanaim did not go and analyze the words of their friend. It's more like I'm giving information. The Mishnahs are information. The Gemara is analytical, and the Mishnah is information. Kamoshihi, I'm telling you the way it is. This is what I heard from my Rebbe. That's called Mishnah Braisa, information. And then afterwards they would start analyzing what's the svara. Like we say in the Gemara Shabbos, ligmar inish, first do the girsa, get information, learn the Gemara girsa, and the vahadah lizba, then you try to analyze, understand. So the Mishnahs, what we have in the Mishnahs is only the information part. When the Tanaim went on their own to start analyzing it, they never recorded it. We don't have any of that. In the times of the Tanoim, they also used to analyze. But that's called Talmud in the times of the Tanoim. And even their Talmud is not 100%. All their Talmud did was to understand what they said. To understand why my Rebbe said what they said. They weren't trying to understand the whole picture. Yeah, they didn't understand the friend, why the friend argues, and they didn't analyze it thoroughly. It's amazing, Rashi. The snapshot of the Tanaim had the Gemara, but we didn't write it down, the Abai, whatever wrote down. He says they had a whole different style of learning. Their style of learning is information and understand what you learn. Pshat! Comes along Abai, whatever, says, no, we have to, comes the Havoy, the Abai, whatever, and say, we have to understand every side of the angle and what's going on over here. So if you want to know halacha, you have to wait till you get the Talmud, not the Mishnah. Ein Le Maiden Heimel. Amazing, actually.
Physical translation, but I saw.